Remember when you were a kid and you couldn't wait to be old enough to shave? Not anymore. For most of us, shaving is just another one of those joyless tasks on our daily to-do list. Overpriced blades, nicks, irritation, and of course, you always run out of something, which means shaving with a dull razor. That's gonna hurt. Sounds like it's time you tried Harry's, a company that believes shaving should be, well, less of a hassle, which is why Harry's makes getting quality shaving products convenient. And for a lot less money. A lot less. Because only Harry's ships directly from their own factory, which means no upcharging. And with Harry's, you can order online and get blades when you need them. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set, complete with a razor, a 5-blade cartridge, shaving gel, and post-shave balm for free. Just pay shipping. To claim your free trial set and post-shave balm, just go to harrys.com and enter code RADIO16 at checkout. That's promo code RADIO16. That's Radio 16.
Your 6-second TV review starts now.
If you're a fan of classic Spielberg, great storytelling, and a fantastic cast, there's Stranger Things. I'm in.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. Sprint's network reliability is now within 1% of Verizon. Plus, Sprint changed the game again with their new unlimited data plan that gives you the freedom to do whatever.
Wow, unlimited data?
Yep.
I'd watch dog videos, cat videos, dogs with cats videos. No overages, no worries.
People seem pretty excited.
Ooh, and I play puzzle games and candy things and text, ping, post, snap, tweet. I am DM. Hashtag best unlimited on the planet.
Can you hear that? So, switch to Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Get unlimited mobile optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data for $60 a month. Live your life unlimited. Live free. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phone. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streaming may be mobile optimized with video up to 480p and music up to 500 kilobytes per second. Games limited up to 2 megabytes per second. Prohibited network use rules apply, and data deprioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 3388 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3388.
Hello, this is Dr. Paul on Animal Radio. The pets are all part of your life. Make them welcome in your life.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Lori Brooks. A man in Florida is warning pet owners about a poisonous plant after his 9-month-old puppy died from eating seeds of that plant. The puppy was a 9-month-old boxer mix, pit bull boxer mix. Her name was Zita. She ate a seed from a sago palm. That's right, just a seed. Now, many seeds and nuts can be, you know, plants too, of course, can be poisonous to dogs. And the seeds from the sago palm really have long time, forever, been on the list of the worst toxic offenders to dogs. So it must have been horrific for this man. He said that his dog, Zita, was salivating, bloated, her eyes turned yellow, and then he, of course, immediately took her to the vet, but she passed away 2 days later. Now, Zita was not the only dog this has happened to. More than 14,000 dogs have been poisoned by sago palms, and 34 dogs have died after eating parts from them during just the past 10 years. That according to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Now, of course, these poisonous palms are found everywhere, especially, you know, in the warmer places, yards, front yards, backyards, stores, nurseries, they sell them. But the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, did you know this, does not require warning labels on plants. And sago palms, by the way, are not the only plants that pet parents should be worried about. Here are some of the other very poisonous plants. If your dog ingests them, you need to get them to a vet immediately. Foxglove or digitalis, tulips, would you believe? Azaleas, which is a bush, a little shrub. Oleanders, very popular out west. Daffodils, which are grown all over the place. They're a bulb. And then the houseplants, Diefenbachia, Cyclamen, and Amaryllis. Amaryllis can be grown outside in warmer areas, but any of those plants can do great harm to your dog. There are new ways that, pet products come on the market, and for one reason or another, some of them just really stand out and catch our eye, and they're so fascinating for some reason that we just want to share them with you, like the poop transporter from Hank's Dog Stuff. It's pretty much a no-touch anything that has touched poop before device. You got that? Uh-huh. The transporter springs open with just the touch of a toggle, which allows you to drop in poop bags. Now, after your walk, when you've collected your piles, all you do is push the toggle and the transporter opens, dumping the waste in a trash can. Now, I've seen this, and I have to tell you, if you have a Dyson vacuum cleaner, it's kind of like that. You know how you take the canister off the middle part, you pull open that little toggle thing, and the bottom just opens and everything dumps out. Same kind of thing. The cool thing, another cool thing, is that the transporter is made of odor-resistant ripstop nylon and is available in 10 colors, my friends. So if the color of your poop picker-upper is really important to you, they've probably got you covered on this. It's also washable, attaches to any leash handle, and has a pocket that holds standard size rolls of poop pickup bags. Now, apparently, kids don't say, "When I grow up, I want to be a pet sitter." Now, how do we know that? Well, Pet Sitters International, or PSI for short, has conducted a survey of its professional pet sitters. And that survey found only 3% of its members pursued pet sitting as a first career choice immediately following high school or college. Now, while 40% of its members, they say, decided to start a professional pet sitting business after they retired or were laid off, but most of the group's members, 58% of them, actually chose to leave another career in order to open their own professional pet sitting business, likely after getting fed up at the office about something. I can picture that happening. Really, can't you?
Well, isn't that what Judy did that? She got sick and tired, fed up with everything going on here at Animal Radio.
Yep, so I'm doing pet sitting. So gets me out of here.
She's doing both now. It's actually pretty profitable for you, isn't it?
It's very profitable.
I was amazed.
You know, yeah. I think if you're good at it, then it would be very profitable.
I'm
because
surprised.
Because word of mouth, you know, we're so passionate about our pets.
You'd be surprised. I have about 6-7 clients that are regulars that I have their keys. So they call me up anytime they need me, and I already have keys to their houses.
Plus, you have some, like, crazy jobs, too, like one where you have to drive a dog around. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Should take it for a drive.
I drive it around.
And catching chickens and all kinds. Boy,
catch
you should
chickens,
write a book, I'm
yeah,
telling
I've
you.
Had to try to catch a backyard chicken. And
what is wrong with this? I had to take Roro for a ride in the car today to get him out of the backyard.
Yeah.
And we do this, right?
Yep. Yes, we do.
We love those animals.
Yeah. The craziness is everywhere, though, truthfully. And, you know, since the Olympics have been over and we're back to watching whatever it is on TV, news or whatever, chances are you've had your fill of the upcoming presidential election and its candidates. Or maybe you can't get enough of your own candidate, but you can't stand the other. For whatever reason, though, this might be fun for you and your pet. We're talking about the presidential parody Pet Toys by Fuzu. Now, they're still carrying the Bernie toy because, you know, he had hung in there for so long. And all of the toys are available in sizes both for dogs or cats. The Donald toy sports a golden tan and quashed plush hair. It's, you know, fake fur.
Just like the Donald.
I did not say that.
No, I said that.
The Hillary toy wears a red pantsuit. And also, if you can't get enough of that, BarkShop.com also has some political toys. A Donald pet toy, which is called the Dognald. But you will never hear the Dognald squeak, because Donald would say squeaking is for wimps. So when chewed, the Dognald toy grunts. That's on BarkShop.com. And the other BarkShop.com toy is a Hillary version of a dog toy, and her name is Hillary kitten. They're $16 each. So
I'd love to have my dog chewing on that. Yeah. The Donald Trump.
To give a toy like that, you know, a housewarming gift for somebody in, you know, October, November, when we're getting really close to the election and you've got a rivalry going with a friend of yours or something, it would be fun. So I'm going to buy a lot of one of them.
Yeah.
I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
Well, this healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats. Always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. Like I say, hold Tiggers up to the microphone so that they can see what optimal health looks like. Learn more over at Red Barn Inc. And thank you so much, Red Barn, for underwriting Animal Radio. Hi, Valerie. How are you doing?
We have two pugs, Olive and Louie, and actually they're with us now. We're on a road trip, 16 hours heading to the Midwest.
Wow.
And we have issues with the, especially the male pug, with their anal glands. And we've tried putting bran flakes and corn flakes in their food, and that did not work. And additionally, we drained his glands 24 hours before we left. And shortly into our trip, we had issues again with his anal glands. I'm wondering if you have any recommendations.
Okay, what a pleasant topic here, anal glands. Anal glands and corn flakes go together. So when you're saying they're having problems with their glands, what are they doing? Are they having infections? Or are they scooting? What type of issues?
No, he doesn't even know that it's happening, but he leaks. And it's it smells. And it makes it, for this. And when you have it in the car, we can instantly smell it. So we are traveling now with towels on our lap. And I was just wondering, you know, what is it more than we can do? Because within 24 hours, I don't know if they filled back up again. And I don't know how fast they fill back up.
Uh-huh. Well, you're dealing with pugs, and pugs and anal glands are huge problems. There are certain breeds where we do see more issues with anal glands, not necessarily always infections, but just a lot of buildup. And pugs, beagles, basset hounds, those tend to be on my top list of the top three that, you know, we really see a lot of frequent anal gland emptying. And that's one thing that I would start as part of the treatment for a pet that has a problem with a lot of buildup, is to express those, sometimes even monthly. And when they're expressed, I'm definitely all for having them done with a veterinarian or someone who feels comfortable doing the full rectal exam and emptying those glands out, because it's very easy to leave some behind if we're just doing the external kind of squeeze on those glands. But, you know, there's some situations where beyond just this normal buildup, that, and you mentioned fiber, and fiber for some people we believe maybe helps in to keep the stool bulk up so that these glands get emptied as they're poo-pooing. And, you know, I don't know that it's necessarily scientifically proven, but everyone likes to try it and add in things like Metamucil or extra sources of dietary fiber. You know, some dogs actually can have some allergies, like food allergies, which can contribute to anal sacculitis, which is the infection or inflammation, if I can get my L's out there, of those glands. So sometimes I will actually put a pet on a hypoallergenic diet, and that can help remedy some of the frequency of problems with those glands. And then, you know, I guess the other thing is that if you've tried a lot of those remedies and you've gone down that road and you're expressing these glands and they're leaking, no matter what you're doing, there is a surgery to remove those. It would be probably my last choice, unless, you know, we really had a proven problem that we can't correct with any other means. But for some dogs, especially those leakers, it may be something you really want to talk to your vet about.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Valerie. We wish you the best of luck with your travels across the country.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hi, this is Justin Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family. I'm on Animal Radio. Adopt a pet.
Hi, it's Alan Cable. Welcome to The Mess. Here's today's great dog story. You're going to love this. Olivia Sievers is a flight attendant that flies a lot from Germany to Argentina. She spotted a stray dog outside of her hotel in Buenos Aires. She was drawn to him, spent a couple of minutes, and then thought nothing about it. But every time she came into town, the dog appeared to be waiting for her and would follow her around wherever she went. Looks like this dog knew who he wanted. Anyway, she arranged for him to be taken to a shelter and adopted. Some folks did adopt him, but the dog escaped the home and went back to the hotel. So Olivia decided she would adopt the dog and take him back home. You know, some dogs and people are just magical.
This is Animal Radio, baby.
Phyto Friendly Magazine presents the 8th annual month-long pet adoption tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66, on the road from September through October. Along with media sponsor Animal Radio and companion sponsors Turf Mutt and Evercare, we travel in our Mercedes Sprinter, provided by Sprinter Rentals, from L.A. to Chicago, stopping at shelters along the way to support adoption events. Our community sponsors John Paul Pet, Zeus Pet Toys, Pet Curian, Well Pet, Tito's Vodka, and Vet's Best go along for the ride, while we bring our giant spinning wheel filled with prizes you can win. Log on to Get Your Licks on Route66.com to find out where the tour stops near you. You can help raise money for your shelter, and you might just find your new forever friend.
For over a decade, Viagen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock, with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Viagen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's V-I-A-G-E-N-Pets.com.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's squirrel.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.